From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, what a stellar story they've been, but there's been a bit of a speed bump yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, little speed bump. I mean, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, probably one of the most recognisable companies on the NZX. And Mike, it's actually been one of the most rewarding recently as far as shareholders are concerned. I mean, they've had an almost 30% gain in the share price since the end of April, so share price has been on fire. But took a bit of a hit yesterday. Yeah, share price dropping 4%. It comes down to litigation, this problem that you have in the US. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare's big competitor is a company called ResMed, and they filed a patent infringement in the US. Now, this relates to the obstructive sleep apnea line of business that the Fisher & Paykel Healthcare do. You know, this is the masks you put on your face at night if you're not able to sleep. So they've got a couple of ranges called the Eson and the Simplus. ResMed has filed a complaint with the U.S. International Trade Commission, that's the ITC for short. They are seeking damages and injunctive relief, which sounds very sort of health-like, doesn't it? What seems unlikely at this stage, though, at some point this could prevent the import of those products into the U.S. Now, Fisher & Paykel had given previous guidance for net profit for the financial year, the 2019 financial year, of $215 million. They say that could be down between $205-$210 million. It could take sort of $15 to $20 million worth just to fight the injunction. So look, it's painful, it's time-consuming, it's distracting. This line of business is about 20% of Fisher & Paykel Healthcare's revenue. Look, it's going really well with its hospital supplies business. That's where the growth is coming from at the moment. That's obviously unaffected. Look, Mike, the recent price increase really has seen the valuation stretch quite a lot on Fisher & Paykel Healthcare. So a 4% pullback it's actually not a bad outcome given the recent share price strength. So yes, a speed bump at this stage.
Now, I was watching a story on one of the channels this morning. It might have been CNBC, but Illy has announced they're not for sale, which the reason that made headlines, of course, is they're about the only one in the coffee world that isn't for sale at the moment. There's a tremendous amount of business going on.
Yeah, coffee. What's going on? Deals everywhere. The news at the end of last week, Mike, there's some quite staggering numbers here. Look at it. Coca-Cola has agreed to buy Costa Coffee. Now, if you've been in the UK, you'll recognise Costa. It's been enormously successful. Costa is the second biggest chain of coffee stores in the world. But get these numbers, Mike. Whitbread, which we normally associate with beer, don't we, in the UK, in 1995, 23 years ago, they bought Costa Coffee for £19 million. It had 39 shops. 2018, they sell Costa Coffee to Coca-Cola for £3.9 billion.
Wow.
Now, is that a business that went well or not? 2,500 outlets in the UK, 1,400 internationally. But at the same time, we've got stuff going on coffee in New Zealand as well. Mojo Coffee, I think people might recognise the Mojo Coffee brand. That's been bought by Cooked Global Foods. Restaurant brands, they want to sell Starbucks, which is obviously enormously successful everywhere in the world except New Zealand. But get this, Mike, here's my little conspiracy. Here's my little symbolic thing for the morning.
Yes.
Whitbread bought Costa Coffee for £19 million. Cooked Global Foods has bought Mojo Coffee for $19 million.
Ooh.
Is it the next multi-billion dollar coffee company?
Join the dots. I like it. What are the numbers?
The numbers. Obviously, the US market, Labor Day, so nothing trading there. So these numbers are from Friday night. 25,964 on the Dow, 2901 on the S&P 500, 8109 on the Nasdaq, so no change there. FTSE 100 up 72, 7504, about 1%. Nikkei 22707, they lost 0.7%. Currently, that's 158 points. Shanghai Composite 2720 down small. ASX 200 down small yesterday, 6310. The NZX 50 down 56.64% yesterday, 9257. Kiwi dollar flirting with the 66 cent level this morning, 0.6600 at the moment against the US, 0.9157 weaker against the Aussie, 0.568 to go against the Euro, 0.5127 pounds, 73.31 yen. Gold trading at $1,201.36, and oil a little bit higher, $78.15.
Fantastic, mate. I understand you're off on another holiday. Do you know where you? It's just so many holidays. Do you know which one this is? Are you get worn down by the number of holidays you're having, or
working holiday, Mike? Working holiday. No, I go to the airport, and it's just like a lucky dip.
Have a good time. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. He and the team available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.